Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from the head coach of the Humboldt cross country team, Spencer Ross, and the Humboldt football team, Derek Elman. The Humboldt Wildcats cross country team begins their season in the upcoming week with a meet at Maine's Grove hosted by Iowa Falls Aldit. I caught up with Ross to discuss last season and the upcoming year for the program.
Just kind of looking back at results and doing the deep dive that every coach does in the off season. The girls finished fourth in the conference last year behind Clear Lake, St. Ed's, and Iowa Falls. And then, you know, it was us, Algona, and Hampton. We're all within about 15 points sitting there in fourth. So looking at, you know, who everybody returns, Clear Lake's going to be real tough again. They returned five of their top six. St. Ed's graduated four of their top five. So I expect them to come back to us a little bit. Iowa Falls returns three of their top five, and we return four of our top five. So, you know, on paper, I see us kind of moving our way up from that fourth position. I'll be honest, Clear Lake will be tough to catch, but it should be us there battling with, you know, Algona, maybe Hampton for that second, third place. Looking at last year and this year for the girls' side. On the boys' side, we finished fifth in the conference meet last year. We returned two of our top five, so we've got spots to fill. Tough part of that is the teams that finished ahead of us last year returned quite a bit. So on the boys' side, we'll be scratching and clawing our way up the ladder there. But, you know, I like where we're at. And I like the new pieces that we've added. Maybe too early to tell, you know, who our perennial top seven will be week in, week out. But I envision there being a lot of competition on the girls and the boys side for those varsity spots, which is good for everyone.
As far as your teams for both the boys and the girls squads for Humboldt, who are some of those top returners?
Yeah, you know, on the girls' side, we've got five returning letter winners. And those names are Peyton Elman, Bryn Malo, Elsie Stottleman, Bella Metley, and Meg Zweibommer. You know, they're just a core of girls that we relied on a lot last year. And, you know, those five names were in the varsity lineup most, if not all, season long. That's kind of the core that we're relying on for leadership and to, you know, pull everybody else along. And they've done a great job of that so far. On the boys' side, we only return three letter winners, but there were a couple others with some varsity experience. Those three letter winners for the boys are Carson Chambers, Justin Ash, and Jaden Himrod. Once again, those are three guys with lots of varsity experience, lots of race experience, you know, upperclassmen that have been doing a good job of leading our freshmen, and also just anybody else in general who's kind of new to the sport, feeling their way through it. So we rely on those eight people all together to set the tone, help the younger kids understand what our team expectations are. And I've been very appreciative of all eight of those guys and gals so far this season.
As far as newcomers through practice so far, have you seen anybody that's kind of caught your eye that might be making a splash year one at the high school level?
Sure. You know, I think right away to Aubrey Fisher, incoming freshman, had a lot of success in middle school. You know, I know she was the conference champ last year, and she had a heck of a summer and put in a lot of miles. So she's one, you know, that I could definitely see helping us out. On the boys' side, another freshman incomer, Henry Kramer, has really started to emerge as somebody who's going to be vying for one of those top seven spots. You know, another kid who's dove into the offseason training head first and, you know, from day one kind of flashed. So another freshman there that I could see filling in and really helping us out. And from there, you know, we do have some other newcomers and more upperclassmen who might just be trying something new. With those guys and gals, we're just going to let things play out. So I don't want to single anybody else out quite at the moment, but no, those two freshmen that I named could certainly have a big impact for us this year.
What have you seen so far from both teams now that you've had a couple weeks of practice?
Our message going in and what we want to focus on this year was just being accountable to your teammates, but also yourself. Cross country is one of those things you spend a lot of time, whether it's in a workout or during a race, with just nothing but you and your thoughts. So we're just trying to be positive and help all the kids understand that, you know, there's going to be times during a workout or a meet where you've got a decision to make. Am I going to ease up? Am I going to cut a corner? Am I going to cheat myself out of something, which in turn cheats my teammates out of something? And I've just noticed this year from the start, just a really good mindset from top to bottom. And, you know, we haven't ran into those issues where people are cutting corners or trying to get out of workouts or get out of lifts. Everybody's embraced what we're doing, embrace the goal for every single day. And, you know, it's just day by day trying to get a little bit better.
You open up the season next week where you are going to be down in Iowa Falls with both the boys and the girls. What are the thoughts on that first competition of the year going to Maine's Grove?
I like how it's set up, in which I don't have to set a lineup. You know, everybody can go in there, and you're going to be battling for that top seven. Here's your chance to go out and prove it. So that kind of throws a lot of motivation on everybody's plates. You know, anybody who's in that category of who has a chance to hold down one of those varsity spots. And it's nice, just sometimes you get some surprises. You know, I mentioned both the girls and the boys side. I could probably envision any 10 people, you know, vying for those top seven spots just based on what we've seen in practice. So, you know, it's hard to mimic competition. We do our best. We set up drills to kind of hammer those techniques and the mindset of competing. But until that gun goes off, you don't quite know what you have. So just overall, not going in with a ton of expectations on anyone. It's just one of those things, get one under your belt, see where everybody's at, and then, you know, we can work on improving from there.
And then, Coach, for you, this is your second full year of being the head coach of both programs. What do you take into year two, leading the program after that first year a year ago?
I feel like I've kind of got a better grasp on the big picture of a season. You know, I'll admit, last year was kind of week by week, feeling it out as I went. I just bring a lot more confidence and being comfortable in day one to day however many when the state meet takes place. Just a better grasp on how everything fits together. You know, my assistants, Rhonda Van Pelt, Nikki Rasmussen, and Joel Hoagland have been huge assets to me from day one when I took over. You know, and I'd be silly to stop relying on them and stop picking their brain and seeing their thoughts on everything. So I appreciate all the time that they put in to kind of help us get to where we are right now, and excited to see what we can do as a group heading through the season.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking some time to talk with us about the upcoming cross-country seasons for the boys and girls programs, and want to wish you best of luck for the upcoming competition at Maine's Grove to start off the season on August 29th.
You bet. Thank you very much for all your support, and we appreciate everything you do.
The Humboldt football team scrimmaged against the Fort Dodge Dodgers Friday night at Dodgers Stadium before their Week 1 matchup against Spencer next Friday. I caught up with Hellman after the scrimmage.
The biggest thing that we saw today is we, you know, extended drives, and I think we did a good job. We didn't have any where we had to reset the chains and start over with our first three groups, which was really good to see. That's what we want. You know, we want drives that are extended. We want guys that are doing a good job. We want guys that are helping move the football in whatever way they can, you know, catch, run, block, whatever. We need to move the football. You know, we had some guys that we wanted to see that we need to get on film, and it's going to be good to see them on film, to talk about what they did when we get in to our film session on Monday. Overall, I'm really, really happy with all levels, freshmen on up. I think our kids played with a ton of heart. They play hard. They played to the whistle. It's just been a really, really good scrimmage. So
to kind of exceed expectations, what did you kind of gather from where the team's at right now?
I'm really happy where we're at right now. I don't think that, you know, when you get done with a scrimmage, you know, you can have those days where you're kind of feeling down or whatever. I think I feel really, really good right now. I feel like we're in a good place. We had a couple guys that we held out tonight just because they're dinged up or different things, that they didn't need to scrimmage, that they'll be back out on the field on Friday next week. So we'll be ready to go. Those guys will be ready to go. We've practiced real hard. It's really nice to be done practicing and know that now it's game week. You know, it's not just scrimmaging against our team anymore. It's playing football against somebody else. You know, we get on a bus Friday to go to Spencer, and that's the feeling you want right there, that those pregame jitters, the know that those games start to matter, the know that you only have 9 guaranteed games, the know that you have a hope for 10. It's all those little things that make high school football in the state of Iowa special and make these Friday nights special, and I can't wait to get to Spencer next Friday. We can't go fast enough.
And then kind of just breaking down each facet of the game, what'd you like on offense from the team tonight?
You know, I thought Chase Flaherty had some good flair. I mean, we had some big plays out of catches, you know, on our bubble play, slant play, stuff like that. Chase did a nice job. I thought Cohen played with a ton of poise, made good reads. I thought our offensive line looked really physical at times. You know, that's always a work in progress, especially this early. Defensively, you know, we gave up a couple of big plays, but we bowed up 2 different times on fourth down, fourth down and short, one time inside the 10, one actually inside the 5, another time at about the 30, and I think that that kind of shows who we are as a defense. You know, it's just, it goes back to, and we've talked about this on the radio for umpteen years, you know, it goes back to bend, don't break. You know, yeah, you give up a big play, but if you give up a big play, know that we can recover. We can make up for it.
And Coach, Monday is officially week one preparation. Just the thoughts going into going on the road to face the Spencer Tigers in the 2024 season beginning.
You know, it doesn't seem like it's that long ago that we were sitting in Williamsburg together talking about the end of the 2023 season. So the fact that it's here already is just unbelievable. You know, it goes so darn fast, and our seniors are excited. They're excited for that opportunity. Monday practice starts, and we'll just go film, you know, film, and we'll lift weights in the morning, go film, go walk through, you know, good physical practice on Tuesday. And then, you know, by that time, we better be dialed in and ready to go play Spencer. You know, some of our plays that are new this year that will be ready for next year, because every year you toy with new stuff, I thought looked really good. You know, we ran some under center this year for the first time. That looked pretty good. And we did a couple of different things that we haven't done out of our trio formation or bunch formation. I really liked what we did there. So overall, just you know, the feeling I have right now is really, really positive. I like the spot we're in. You know, I'm excited for Friday.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you,
Matt. Have a good one. Go Cats.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.